For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. The motorcyclist killed early Monday on I-81 was not wearing a helmet as required by state law. State police identified him on Tuesday. Stanton residents may now vote online to help rename the city's public high school. And Halloween approaches, so we have a preview of some local haunt and scare providers. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, October 10th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the Shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
State police have identified the motorcyclist killed on Interstate 81 early Monday morning. Police say 54-year-old James P. Bailey III of Front Royal was traveling north on I-81 near Port Republic Road and went off the side of the road. The news leader reports that Bailey was thrown from the motorcycle back onto the interstate, where he was hit by a 2016 Dodge Ram pickup. Bailey, who was not wearing a helmet, died at the scene. The wreck took place at mile marker 244 at 3:45 a.m. The driver of the pickup was not injured, according to police. Initially, on Tuesday, Virginia State Police incorrectly stated the motorcycle collided with a tractor-trailer. Stanton residents can now vote online to help rename the city's public high school. The board voted 4-2 on Monday to change the name of Robert E. Lee High School. The news leader reports the public will be able to submit name suggestions to the board until October 31st through the online survey. The board could vote on a new name as soon as November 12th at its regular meeting. The survey provides 5 name ideas and an option for the public to write in its own suggestions. The 5 suggested names are Queen City High School, Shenandoah High School, Shenandoah Valley High School, Stanton High School, and Valley High School. Name changes and new portraits are coming to Washington and Lee University in Lexington. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the Board of Trustees endorsed the replacement of some portraits of George Washington at his namesake university. W&L's Board of Trustees is endorsing the replacement of military portraits of Washington in Lee Chapel with those of him and Robert E. Lee in civilian clothing. Also, Robinson Hall will be renamed to Chavis Hall in honor of John Chavis, the first African-American to receive a college degree in the United States. And Lee Jackson House will also be renamed. The University of Virginia's Weldon Cooper Center for Public Services just found an estimated 70,000 Virginians missing from the 2010 census. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburn reports.
The 70,000 resulted from missing or incorrect addresses, and Weldon Cooper conducted the report for the Office of the Governor to be sure it doesn't happen again in the upcoming 2020 census.
Every single person matters.
Chen Tsai is Director of Demographic Research.
Our review added 33,000 new addresses to the U.S. Census Bureau's master address file, saving more than 70,000 Virginians from being undercounted in the 2020 census.
The census determines the allocation of seats in the United States House of Representatives and directs the awarding of hundreds of billions of dollars in federal funds. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
Republicans in Richmond are hoping to make Virginia's electoral board less partisan. A suite of proposed changes comes after a recent legislative report highlighted past complaints about political bias in the Department of Elections. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Republicans submitted legislation Tuesday that would double Virginia's electoral board, requiring the 6 members be evenly split between the 2 leading political parties. Delegate Margaret Ranson wants to remove partisan politics from the running of elections.
People need to feel sure that our elections are run fair. When we go to the polls, they need to know that their vote matters.
Ranson's legislation would also let the board hire the Commissioner of Elections, a position currently appointed by the governor.
Every time you get a new governor, you don't want to get a new commissioner. That's confusing for the registrars back at home that have a very difficult job.
James Alcorn is chairman of the Board of Elections.
The 3 of us working on the board have been rather adamant that as much as possible, we should be nonpartisan actors. Not just bipartisan, but nonpartisan actors. And the same thing should apply to to the leadership at the Department of Elections.
Similar legislation failed to pass the General Assembly last year. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Well, finally today, it's October, the season for haunted houses and chills and frights. WMRE's Christopher Clymer-Kurtz talked with some area scare providers and filed this report. Just a word of caution, this does include some scary sounds.
People who like to scare other people aren't necessarily scary.
I think people assume that, like, oh, you must really like haunted movies. I was like, no, I don't watch them. They don't appeal to me. I really like comedy.
That's Ritter Clevenger. He lives at the end of Ott Street in Harrisonburg, where on trick-or-treat nights since 2007, he and his family have put on their own neighborhood haunt.
People really like the chainsaw. It just scares them enough. Now, a couple times you jump out and you pull the chainsaw and it doesn't fire. And then, you know, you get pulled again and you pull it again. Then it finally fires and that loses its effect. So it has to be running really good, the chainsaw.
This is the Clevenger's first year as empty nesters, so they're not sure they'll set up again this year. But as a kid, Ritter always enjoyed fun scares.
A lot of people are just happy afterwards. It just makes them happy.
There are lots of reasons and opportunities to observe the season. Spirits of Newmarket is a 7-station lantern tour at the Newmarket battlefield in which historians will portray people whose lives were impacted there. That's on October 27. A week before that, on October 20, there's the Zombie Run for Brains to benefit brain injury connections of the Shenandoah Valley, during which runners try to avoid being infected by the zombies who chase them through the grounds of Fear Forest on what used to be a dairy farm near Harrisonburg. Setup preparations for Fear Forest's 13th season have faced rain delays, but are underway. Co-owner Brandy Nesselrode said there's something satisfying about scaring people.
If you can brave the cold weather that we sometimes have during the month of October, you know, a good scare kind of makes you all warm and fuzzy inside. So it's kind of a sense of accomplishment, especially when, I don't know, as a girl scarer, when I scare somebody who's a really big, strapping guy and you see them cower or throw their girlfriend in front of them to save them, you know, it's kind of funny and it makes you feel good that you did a good job.
She calls it good, clean fun.
We're a very family-orientated haunt. We don't recommend it for children under 12, but we do kind of a more G-rated show. We have some blood and guts and gore, but as far as that goes, we try to be really careful about the scenes that we do.
There are haunted houses, too, in the region. You're hearing sounds from a walkthrough at Darkwood Manor in Luray. Later this month, Darkwood is hosting a special guest, R.A. Mihailov.
I am best known for playing Leatherface in the movie Leatherface, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3.
Huh.
You've heard of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I've only heard of it. It sounds horrifying.
I gotta tell you, Christopher, you're a rare bird. And I realize not everybody's a fan, but usually people, you know, have some kind of familiarity with the series.
When you come to Darkwood Manor,
real nasty one inside. You want to see it?
Are you going to be continuing the Leatherface persona?
I am going to be Darkwood Manor's ambassador of good chills. In other words, I'm there to meet and greet.
So you're not going to be scaring people so much when you're here.
Oh yes, I will. Just by the look of me, I'm not the prettiest the prettiest spoon in the drawer.
When he was a kid, he said he loved horror movies.
I've always been big. You know, bigger than everybody else, generally speaking. You know, sometimes felt maybe like a little odd man out. You know, and that's what the horror, you know, Frankenstein, he's kind of a pathetic character in a way. Even though he's a big, killing monster, he's also kind of sad, you know?
Oh, God.
Mihailov said he doesn't know the psychology of horror fandom, but for himself...
I just like the visceral stuff, man. My criteria for a movie is to have explosions, gunfire, bloodletting, and other things that I suppose we can't say in the family station. You know, car chases and stuff like that.
If being scared is too frightening, or you have younger kids, there are other seasonal options.
We found that Wizard of Oz is one of the more popular designs that we have had, other than Charlie Brown.
On a rainy afternoon just north of Harrisonburg, I stopped by back home on the farm, where Lynn Hess told me about their 5-acre Wizard of Oz corn maze. They have a game for their maze-goers, Mazeopoly.
We'll do an Oz weekend where we've added additional clues so that if they get all of those, then we do free things in the country store, that type of thing.
I think even I could handle that. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.
You can learn more at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. That's the podcast for today. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.